Well, Darren, that was a difficult watch from an Albion perspective tonight. What did you think?
I said I thought it was a bizarre game tonight. I just thought we started the game very, very bright in the ascendancy. And obviously they got the goal up and then they got the second goal in quick fire. But I really thought, Rob, that we was in the game. We had half chances, you know. I think the point what changed for me was the incident with Dwight Gale really on the edge of the box, really. I just thought it wasn't intentional by the boys just trying to recover, but Dwight got the other side of him. And I just thought we could have maybe been awarded with something, whether it be free kick or whether it was a penalty. I just thought that was a real defining, changing moment in the game. But even at 2-0, I thought the boys stuck at it. We had half chances. We was creative. We was positive in everything that we did. But it's just that at the end, when Derby got their chances, they were very, very clinical. And I take nothing away from that. They came here tonight. They set their stall. They're a team in the ascendancy. They're confident. And they've come away with three big points tonight.
I mean, from my point of view, the best team you've played this season. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, looking at it... you know, we've not played everybody this season, but up to thus far, I would say that they are probably one of the better teams we've definitely played this season. And credit to Frank and his staff, you know, and as I said, you know, the players, what they've got there, they came here tonight and played very, very well.
By the time it got to 4-0, the performance then did get a little bit ragged, didn't it? Would you concede that?
Yeah, but you have a tendency to do that because... obviously, you know, at 4-0, you know, the players are trying to get back in it. And, you know, we scored a consolation goal at the end. And even at 4-0, we had a couple of half chances again that we've seen here and on the road on other times. We've been clinical, but it just, for whatever reason, wasn't to be, you know. And Rob, we look back at the game. Yes, we're disappointed. Yes, we're not happy with it. It's a loss, but... you pick the bones out of that game and you look towards Saturday now, because we've got a quick turnaround and you can't unfortunately rest or think pick this one, because you've got to move on very, very quickly.
You've lost back-to-back games now for the first time. How do you get it back in time for the Blackburn game, do you think?
You keep working. It's as simple as that. You know, we know what we've got in the camp. We know what we've got here. We don't get too highs in the highs. We don't get too lows in the lows. We've had a good start to the season. It's been a good start. That's been it. It's only the 14th league game of the season, so there's a long, long way to go. The game was pitched because two Midland clubs doing battle, and two Midland clubs have started the season very, very well. So, you know, we've been on the back of the wrong result here tonight. But like I said, the beautiful thing is to try and get back on track. But we've got another tough game at home on Saturday.
And just finally from me, Aghazi didn't start the game. Gibbs and Gale, you lost. What's the latest on them?
Well, Ahmed played international, played a lot of football, and through the travel and then the game on Saturday at Wigan, he's got a slight knock on injury, which is a fatigue. It's all been all the travel. He travelled the distance. If you look at his international, where he had to go. And he just wasn't right tonight. So we tried him in training yesterday and just wasn't able to pull through. So we'll assess him again. But he's picked up a knock when he was on international, and then he played on Saturday and it didn't make it any better. So we had to take him out tonight, but we'll assess him in the morning.
And Gibbs and Gale, you lost them at half-time?
Gibbs and Gale, unfortunately, we lost them. Again, this is the demands of the league physically, so we'll assess them in the morning and we'll have a look at those with regards for the weekend.